All right, I'll have to, I'll read the code plug from the radio, and maybe I'll copy some of it. I don't know. I'll have to take a good look at it because I was using the ICOM CPS. I already installed that on my computer, and I was started filling out the different areas. I was confused on where to put my even analog repeaters that I wanted to put into the 52A, and there was a channel list, and you could make several lists of that. But there was also a digital, the digital channels, which you could put analog channels, you could put analog repeaters in as well. So I was really confused by that. If that didn't make any sense, maybe I could explain that better. But since you use RT systems, you must be familiar with, what I'm talking about. There's, two different places that you can put analog repeaters, so... I don't know, did that make any sense? Back to you.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, it does. You've got two places to put repeater information and frequencies. One is the DR memory, and at this time, there's over 2,000 repeaters that go in that. Then you've got the analog side, which is bank A through E, and each one of those has 100. I would have to light the program off again. And you can put at least 500 analog repeater frequencies in there. Okay, on different banks. It might be more than that. Seems like it was 1,000, so it'd be 200 repeaters in each of the banks A through E. Okay.